the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Summer is just around the corner. With easing of restrictions and increased vaccination rates, many people around the country are ready to travel again. What will summer travel look like? How can people enjoy taking trips safely? I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to answer these questions and more is Dr. Stephanie Hine, Department Head of Hospitality Leadership at Missouri State University.
I do think now that we're seeing more people being vaccinated and we are seeing restrictions loosen up nationwide, I believe we're going to see some increases in demand for travel in the industry. There's a tremendous amount of pent-up demand. People are ready to go. They're ready to see other places. They're ready to see their families. They're ready to travel, plain and simple. I see it on my side with the number of industry employers who are now coming back to hire our students, and they don't have enough talent to supply the demand that they foresee coming this summer. So I think we are going to see a big summer this year.
Hine highlights some safe and realistic trips people can take.
If you are in and around the Ozarks region, fortunately, we have a wealth of outdoor activities that you can participate in, be it either lakes or rivers, those types of venues. If you're willing to go a little bit further, the park systems that we have across the state or across the U.S. are great opportunities as well. I think anything with the beach locations where you can be outside, a lot of the activity is outside. I think those are good, safe options. And there are multiple ways that you can get a little bit safer as you travel. Continue to be cautious and just be smart about what we do.
If you do want to travel, now's a good time to make reservations.
Things are starting to fill up and starting to book up. So if you have in mind what you want to do, go ahead and start making those reservations, start making those plans to make the trip as smooth as you possibly can. I do think we're going to see rates start to climb and rebound a little bit whenever we're looking at hotels. So be mindful of that. People are going to gravitate to similar places. So I think the sooner you can book and make your decision, the better. I would also encourage people to take advantage of all of the touchless or measures that hotels and restaurants have done to reduce some interactions. For example, if you book at certain hotels, you can download the digital key and you can check in on your phone and you get your room assignment on your phone and you can skip the front desk and go directly to your room. So in theory, you can really minimize any inside interactions in that way if you take those steps. On a recent trip that I made to Dallas, we used our phone to order everything. We ate outside. I think there are still ways that we can be safe. We can minimize those interactions, but still get to see the people that we want to see. And I do think that's going to be another trend that we'll see. People want to interact with their family and friends again. So they may forego a certain type of vacation or a traditional type of vacation simply to go see family and friends again because they haven't been able to do so this past year.
As travel this summer is going to ramp up quickly, Hine offers this important piece of advice.
I think we're going to see more demand for products and services, then we may have employees to help service that demand. So I would just encourage everyone as you're traveling, just be kind, be courteous, be patient as you're in those establishments because they're working with skeleton crews right now, minimal number of employees. Anything that we can do on a consumer side to be mindful of that strain on the operation will be helpful. The operators are going to be so glad to see customers there, and they're so happy to see it rebounding, but they're also dealing with another challenge right there. So just be kind, courteous, and respectful of those that you're interacting with as you go throughout your summer travels.
That was Dr. Stephanie Hine, Department Head of Hospitality Leadership at Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.